Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Three Martini Lunch. Grab a stool next to Greg Corumbus of Radio America and Jim Garrity of National Review. Three Martini's coming up.
Really glad you're with us for the Thursday edition of the Three Martini Lunch. Hopefully you know by now we are in our sixth year-end specials for the best, the worst, the most, the least of 2021 politically. So we have one more to go, which if you look at the calendar suggests that our last of these year-end editions will be on the last day of the year. Tomorrow, New Year's Eve, we'll be looking at our most prestigious awards, the Person of the Year, the Turncoat of the Year, and our Fearless Predictions for 2022. Yesterday, of course, we looked at best idea, worst idea, and boldest tactics of 2021. And as we advertised at the end of yesterday's podcast, today we're focusing on the media. All year long, we've been harping on the media for so many different things. Omission, commission, bias, and once in a while they get some stuff right. Jim, let's start with the most overreported story of 2021.
You know, Greg, before we started taping, you and I were saying how certain categories, you find a million things come to mind at once, and there's a ton. And then for other ones, you feel like you really have to, you know, scrounge and think about it and try to remember the past year. For a lot of years, following the news has kind of felt like trying to drink from a fire hose. Like, there's just a ton coming at you every day. And a lot of times you're like, well, actually, you think about it. In the grand scheme of things, in the long run, was that story as consequential as it seems? So I guess on paper, what I'm about to say, it was consequential. What was striking about it was that it was something that did not change. And yet every day, the lack of change was treated as something that was rather breathless. In other words, it felt like at least once a week, if not, you know, more often, you got some sort of headline, either CNN or Politico or any publication that covered Capitol Hill. Covered Congress, covered the Senate, would ask, you know, in dramatic tones, has West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin changed his mind yet? I'm just getting an update from Manu Raju on the Hill. No, he has not. He has the exact same position he said yesterday. We will keep you abreast of this breaking story. You know, this just handed to me. General Francisco Franco is still dead. I'm not going to say that Build Back Better was not an important story. It was the centerpiece of a big part of the Democrats' legislative agenda. They weren't far from passing it, but in the end, it was too big for Joe Manchin. He was worried about inflation. He was worried about spending. He was much more interested in passing the infrastructure bill, which did pass. And he didn't like what he saw in the Build Back Better bill. And it just, you know, they felt like it was over and over. Has he changed his mind yet? No. Has he changed his mind yet? No. It just went over and over again. So I kind of feel like, you know, one, if Joe Manchin changes his mind, he'll tell us. You don't need to ask him every single day. No. So my sense is that, you know, while legitimate in the abstract, turned into almost a funny obsession of Capitol Hill reporters waiting for a change that was never going to come, much like Godot.
Yeah, very, very good. Yeah, both him and cinema, the media just basically cheerleaders on these stories. It's not that they're just intrigued by the process. They're cheerleaders for the Democratic Party, a lot of them. And so the fact that these two are standing in the way of filibuster reform, or in the case of Manchin, very difficult to get on board with the reconciliation package, and cinema too, to some extent, that's frustrating to them. And so the goal is to get them turned so we can get this great achievement. If it was the Republicans and there was a Republican holdout, you know, think about the times that John McCain turned thumbs down on reform. That wasn't this drama. It was basically, look at John McCain standing strong and Joe Manchin is, he's a stick in the mud. Why is he doing this to his party? So depending on who the holdout is.
How can one senator stop an entire presidential, it's one senator. It's just one. It's totally not the 50 others who also oppose it.
Yes, yes. And that's how you get not only op-eds on why we have to kill the filibuster, which was absolutely essential to keep when Republicans had control, but why we have to do away with the Senate. You know, because that's not fair. How many times do you get the, do you know the difference in population between California and Wyoming? Yeah, I do. Good choice. Very good choice. Mine is also on a consequential topic, but it drives me crazy. And that is the breathless coverage of absolutely every comment ever uttered by Dr. Anthony Fauci, whether it's related to a major piece of breaking news or it just happens to be on talking about, you know, what should you do over holiday travel? How do we get to the point where a government employee is telling us whether or not we can spend holidays with our families? So that's part of it. But from the very get-go, even before we had all the lockdowns and stuff in the early part of 2020, to every appearance at the White House briefing room, to every interview on TV, it's just absolutely breathless coverage. And in the first few weeks, you know, we're trying to figure it all out and we're trying to hear from as many experts as possible. And then all of a sudden, he's the oracle on absolutely every facet of American life. I think he lost a lot of traction with me, certainly, and probably others when he did not discourage people from gathering in massive numbers for the Black Lives Matter protests last summer. And he did not sign the letter saying they were more important than the pandemic. So he deserves a little bit of credit for that. But the media has, basically treated Dr. Fauci like he can do no wrong, even though sometimes the pronouncements change. But nonetheless, I don't have a lot to say on this. It's just that every time he appears on TV, everybody on social media is rushing to get a clip out of Dr. Fauci saying this, that, and the other thing, whether it's masks, vaccinations, travel, other restrictions, can we open up, Omicron, whatever. He is treated as an oracle, and he's kind of a political pinata now for the more liberal-leaning organizations. He's speaking absolute, unchallengeable truth, and for the right, it's they're just going to bash him from stem to stern. So I feel like he's overexposed, and people treat pretty much everything he says with way too much significance.
You know, Greg, I was going to say, okay, yeah, maybe Fauci is the more an overexposed figure. But then again, if he is changing his message from what he said before, then it is news. The problem is that he's always changing his message. Right. I got to tell you, Omicron's looking really bad. Batten down the hatches. Don't leave your house. Oh, you know what? Actually, I just got some new studies. Omicron doesn't look that bad. Go ahead, cough in each other's faces. Be my guest. You know?
No, that's exactly right.
An exaggeration.
He's never actually encouraged people to cough in anyone's face. That is true. So if you're exhausted, if you're worn out by all the breathless coverage of either Fauci or Manchin or political developments, Kyrsten Sinema, get some rest. Do it over the holidays because you know the media is going to whip it all back up, at the start of the new year. It's a midterm election year, so it's going to be even more intense probably. Get some MyPillow products for yourself, for those that you love, and make sure that everyone has a gift that they love. I love the MyPillow sheets, the towels, the slippers, the pillows themselves. And it's also a good place to go if you want to get your stuff quickly. No supply chain issues with MyPillow. They make all their stuff right here in the U.S. Everything is in stock, no back orders, and no delayed shipping.
Because the MyPillow is made 100% right here in the United States, and they have built a huge inventory to ensure their customers have gifts for everyone, even if the holidays have passed, there are no supply chain issues. There are no delays, and there is no backlog. They have full stock on all items in their website. Everything from the MyPillows at the lowest price ever, to the sheets, to the slippers, to the robes, and now cardigans. They're all in stock, and they're ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everyone on your list.
And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special. Don't forget that part. And then get specials like buy one, get one on Giza Dream Sheets or the lowest price ever on the MyPillow Premiums when you use the promo code Martini. Or call 800-874-0104. Do not miss this sale of the year. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Martini, or call 800-874-0104. Sleep better with MyPillow.com. Four Patriots. You can find them at fourpatriots.com/martini. The big thing going on over there right now, the return of the deluxe 3-month survival food kits. They are back in stock after being sold out for more than a year. These kits will give you 688 total servings, or about 8 per day, and it gives you about 1,500 calories per day. Plus, the recipes are even better now. Pancakes, mac and cheese, Aztec chili, potato soup, spaghetti, lasagna, and more. More than 200,000 smart Americans agree this is survival food that tastes good, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So be ready. Also, don't forget about the soon-to-be-expiring deals on the Patriot Pure line of products, the UV phone sanitizer, the UV wand, the sanitation solution machine, and the disinfecting power bank. You can stash food away and be confident that when a disaster strikes, you and your family will be ready. Go to 4patriots.com/martini to get the deluxe 3-month survival food kit and the peace of mind you deserve. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $97. That's the number 4patriots.com/martini. That's 4patriots.com/martini.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Jim. Overreported is in the books. What about underreported story of 2021?
You know, we try to shake it up, but I don't think it will shock listeners that if I have my first back-to-back year winner of most underreported story. Greg, I don't know if you noticed, a lot of suspicious things happened at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Way back in 2019, the credit where it is due. There was a point in late spring, I think there were a couple of factors to this, but I think a big one was the Wall Street Journal reporting that three researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology all became sick with flu-like symptoms in late fall 2019. They went to the hospital. I've heard some people argue about how important that was. I think probably the most really intriguing thing I heard was from Josh Rogan of the Washington Post, who said that one of the according to the information he had seen, these three people lost their sense of smell, which, oh, by the way, just happens to be one of the symptoms of COVID-19. Now, you can have that from other viruses, the flu, stuff like that. It can happen. But boy, you got those three guys getting sick who, oh, by the way, worked on the bats, worked on gain-of-function research on viruses found in bats. And then sometime in late November 2019, certainly by early December 2019, this new virus appeared in Wuhan, China, not too far from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and set off a global pandemic. Now, is that 100% proof that this is a result of a lab leak? No. And I think probably even to this date, the one thing that makes me say, well, there's a slim possibility of it being a natural zoonotical spillover. The idea that somebody at a wet market, you know, I think we can eliminate the bat soup jokes you started seeing. But the idea that it gets into a civet cat or something like that, some other mammal, and then somebody consumes the mammal or they're around the mammal and the virus gets into them, is that I don't think the Chinese government is any more eager to admit that it came from a wet market than they are to admitting it came from a laboratory. So I suppose it's possible that there's some evidence out there that really does point in the direction of a lab leak, and the Chinese government doesn't want anybody to see it, because if it did, the whole world would say, you got to shut down the wet markets. It's too risky. It's too unsafe. People were warning about this like 5, 6, 10 years ago. You got to shut them down. China doesn't want to do that. So they just want to pretend, hope that it just remains an eternal mystery and never give the World Health Organization or anybody else any access. I've written about this month after month. And, you know, to me, the series of coincidences, you have to believe that this virus just spontaneously appeared right outside one of the three facilities in the world that was doing gain of function research on bat coronaviruses, is just, the odds are just too astronomical. And even if you didn't buy into that, even if you look at it and you're still not convinced it's a lab leak, fine. What is absolutely indisputable, and I've written about this both the early days of the pandemic and just earlier this month, the Chinese government, up until January 21st, was insisting to the world, this is not contagious. We have no sign. We have seen no evidence of human-to-human transmission. Now, doctors were catching it from their patients. Now, anywhere from 3 weeks to 6 weeks earlier, it was pretty clear. This thing is spreading from human beings. Robert Redfield, the director of the CDC at the time, is calling up his counterpart, George Gao, and saying, I'm looking at these numbers. You got family members. All three family members went to the wet market, and all of them petted the same animal, and that's where they got it? You really think so? At that point, the Chinese CDC was saying, oh, yes, we do. There's no evidence of it spreading amongst people. Now, at this exact same time, the Chinese government was buying up all the personal protective equipment they could, including every N95 mask they could find. And, oh, by the way, you may remember watching the video. They built a huge hospital in 10 days. But at the same time, they're saying to the world, we're not worried about this. It's not contagious. Right? the actions of the Chinese government are why your life has been turned upside down for the past 2 years. And I cannot understand why the Biden administration isn't beating the drum on this every single day. They said they want to build a big coalition to counter the growth and the aggression of China. This seems like pretty good, solid evidence. This seems like a good, real good reason to get every Asian country, every European country, every country in the world say, hey, China did this to you. Even if it was natural, even if it wasn't a lab leak, and oh, by the way, I think it was, you are in this mess because when it mattered the most, when we had the best chance of holding this in, when humanity had one chance to avoid this from going to, they chose to lie to you. They chose to lie to the world. They protected themselves and they let everybody else die. Planes kept going out of Wuhan until January 23rd. That's the situation we're in. Even if this was front page of the New York Times every single day, I don't think they would have gotten enough coverage. This is the crime of the century. We're only 21 years into it so far. But this is a phenomenal, jaw-dropping. The scale of it is hard to get your head around. And I think that's one of the reasons why it hasn't been covered as much as it should be. But anyway, that's my nomination for the most underreported story of 2021, Brad.
Jim, I think that's an excellent choice. Obviously, it's had global implications more than any other story. And the fact that there's been no condemnation of China or very little from the United States or most of the mainstream media on that issue is staggering. I think I'm going to add one more caveat to that, though. I think a lot of the major mainstream news outlets are owned by major corporations with business in China, and so they see it as a major conflict of interest. I don't know if orders are coming down. I feel like most journalists would rebel against that if they were told not to cover it or not to cover it in a certain way. But I feel like, you know, much like the NBA, we got a lot at stake here, so let's not be too crazy in how we cover this. Any accuracy there?
I would not be surprised if the institutions that have the parent companies that have the most large investments in China are really reluctant to report anything that would constitute pouring gasoline on the fire of U.S.-China tensions. The other thing that I think is a somewhat more sympathetic line of reasoning, although I don't think it still amounts to trying to cover up the truth. Sometimes you'll see people come this blunt, this direct about it. I think it was a letter writer, I think a paper in California, who said, look, if it's a lab leak, then those crazy Republicans are going to start a war with China. It'll go nuclear and the whole world gets destroyed. Now, I don't think that's necessarily the case. I don't think anybody wants nuclear war, but I do think it's perfectly natural to want accountability for China. But if you believe that coming out and saying, let's assume, you know, someone finds indisputable 100% evidence, yes, this was a lab leak. If you believe that announcing that to the world is going to lead to global nuclear war, then I can understand why you'd be afraid to say it. I can understand why you'd want to avert your eyes. I can understand why you want to say, well, the real problem is Donald Trump and the things that he's saying. So I think that's a factor in it. And here's the thing. I am of the belief that truth, no matter how bad it is, no matter how ugly it is, no matter how scary it is better for you than a lie. A lot of people, I think the other way. Like a lot of people are like, no. You know, the truth is really good. Could lead to, you know, a permanent ending of U.S.-China relations. Could lead to war. Or also, it could jeopardize all of our profits in China. And that's really bad, too. You got to keep selling those NBA bobbleheads over there.
Oh, it's disgusting. Yeah, this is the category where I had so many options. China in multiple facets. That was certainly one of them. I feel like monoclonal antibodies and their success did not get as much coverage as you would have thought. Mm. Anything involving Hunter Biden. There's always the media covering a story intensely for a couple of days and then pretending it never existed. Like the protests in Cuba. That just kind of evaporated.
Check the box journalism.
Yes, exactly. But the one I'm going to go with actually happened last month, and it got a little bit of attention, but given the significance of it, I'm staggered that it didn't get more. This is from CNN. America's drug epidemic is the deadliest it has ever been, new federal data suggests. More than 100,000 people died of drug overdoses in the United States during the 12-month period ending April 2021, according to provisional data published Wednesday, this is last month though, by the U.S. Center for Disease Control. That's a new record. You know, given the opioid crisis we've had for the last decade or even more, a new record with overdose deaths jumping 28.5% from the period a year earlier and nearly doubling over the past 5 years. And I'm sure there are factors related to people being cooped up, people losing their jobs, and, you know, seeking pharmacological relief from some of the depression or whatever that they're facing. This is a massive public health crisis. And I know we've got another public health crisis going on right now, but the fact that that just basically got a one-day blip, if that, on some media platforms, is shocking to me.
You know, that's an excellent choice, Greg. And you know, this would seem like a bitter humor, as I observed. You'd think how it'd been in recent years, it'd be really tough to top the record for overdoses and deaths and all that kind of stuff. And yet somehow we managed to do it, America.
Yeah.
There we are.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely horrific. Opioids continue to be the driving cause of the overdoses. Synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl, cause nearly two-thirds of all drug overdose deaths, 64% in that 12-month period, up from 49% the year before. But, you know, you could recite the statistics all day. We've got a crisis in this area in many different parts of the country. And, you know, we should be able to chew gum and walk at the same time. And we have to. We have to. We're losing too many young people.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Jim, on to much happier things. The best story of 2021.
You and I always want to serve up three good martinis every day. And yes, you know, three bits of good news for conservatives. And it's not always the case. In fact, it very rarely is the case. And very often we've got some bad ones. Very often we've got some crazy ones. As I look at where we are as 2021 comes to a close, we are in better shape than we were in 2020. I understand if you're, you know, like, oh, Jim, Biden's the president. I get that. You know, economy's lousy. Inflation's crazy. You probably had to sell a kidney on the black market to fill up your tank with gas last week. But in the end, between the vaccines, between the treatments, and between natural immunity, we're in better shape with this pandemic than we were a year ago. And that's a big one. You think about it, you know, hopefully you got a chance to travel some this year. Hopefully you got together, have parties with people this year, you know, not just the backyard barbecues and all that stuff. Hopefully you're not really socially distancing. Hopefully you're able to, you know, get together with your family and hug around Thanksgiving and hug around the holidays. And hopefully you got a chance to go out and have some parties. Kids have sports. Most kids are in school, you know, not thrilled about the masking policies. And some of them still have weird policies at lunch, having them all facing in one direction or something like that. Look, it's not, we're not, I'm just back. I'm not saying that. But you look at where we are in December 2021 and where we were in December 2020, where I don't know about you guys, my kids were still months away from going back to school. You know, businesses have started to open. We are well along the road to recovery from this awful pandemic that was inflicted upon us by the Chinese government, as I emphasized in the last martini. But nonetheless, we're in a better shape than we were. And I kind of feel like despite all the frustrations, despite all the setbacks, despite all the million ways the news can drive us crazy all year, we are still lucky to be here. We are blessed to be here. And I believe the best days are still coming. So that's my best story for 2021. We are gradually defeating COVID-19.
Jim, I completely agree that we are in a much better position regarding COVID than we were a year ago. The Biden administration's, you know, we're all going to die this winter if you're not vaccinated, warnings notwithstanding. But, you know, things are clearly more open. And I think as we face this latest wave, the instinct to shut down, while some have given into it, I think more are holding their powder dry. And hopefully the idea of keeping things as normal as possible will prevail here. We'll see what happens after the holiday break at schools and so forth. But Jim, in terms of my idea of the year, and I wavered on this idea back and forth in a number of different ways, but I want to go back to Afghanistan because there's not a lot good that happened in Afghanistan this year. In addition to the Taliban taking over, the horrifically incompetent withdrawal, you know, now we've got worries that half the population's in danger of starvation this winter. But in the midst of all that horrible news in August was an amazing bright light. Special Forces veterans in particular, but even veterans beyond that, and others who, you know, are just in the know, reporters and so forth, who developed relationships with Afghan interpreters, Afghan security personnel who worked alongside them, Afghan military who worked alongside them. They got messages of these people telling them about all the problems that were happening with the advances the Taliban were making, and it doesn't look like things are going to hold out. The collapse happened quickly by Biden administration standards, even though they actually knew it was coming. But these special operations veterans were getting these messages before Kabul actually fell. And once it did, they knew they only had a couple of weeks to act. They put together this ad hoc network, which is just amazing. They called it the Pineapple Express, and they coordinated. They built this network with all their contacts in Afghanistan and getting these key personnel from point to point to point. It was kind of like an underground railroad situation, one of the special ops figures had said. It was kind of developed along the same lines as Harriet Tubman's Underground Railroad. Get them from one safe house to the next safe house to the next safe house. And then they worked a deal with the 82nd Airborne at the Kabul airport that away from the gates where all the masses were teeming, there was a little bit of a hole in the fence, in the wall. And at night, under the cover of darkness and with flashlights showing the pineapple, they snuck these people in small groups through the wall, small groups through the wall, small groups through the wall. And by the time things were done, hundreds, if not more, had finally gotten onto those flights. And since the U.S. military left, the efforts go on. It gets a lot harder, especially with no ability to get papers for these folks inside Afghanistan. But that has not stopped efforts to get folks out through Pakistan and other means. So when things look the most dire, the people we rely on to get impossible things done got it done again. So I think that the Pineapple Express was not only an encouraging story when we needed it most, but a great example of the integrity of our armed forces and the ingenuity of the American people. Phenomenal.
Greg, that is an excellent selection.
Fantastic. Well, Jim, tomorrow is our final edition of the Three Martini Lunch for the year, Person of the Year, Turncoat of the Year, and our fearless predictions for 2022. So I'm looking forward to it. I'll see you then.
See you tomorrow, Greg.
Jim Garrity, National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus, Radio America. Thanks for being with us today. Please do subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch podcast. Tell your friends about us as well. Always grateful for your 5-star ratings and your kind reviews. Get us on your home devices. All you have to say is play Three Martini Lunch podcast. Follow us on Twitter. He's at Jim Garrity. I'm at @Dateline_DC. Have a great Thursday, and please join us on Friday, New Year's Eve, for the final Three Martini Lunch of 2021.
Hi, it's Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. Every day, I'm here to keep you up to speed on the most important stories and info that you need to know in your very busy life. And if you're always on the go and you want to stay connected, just download our daily podcast and take it with you. It's a great way to get up to speed on what you need to know and what legacy media may not be telling you. Visit DanaRadio.com and click on the podcast link or subscribe at iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6-packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.